Toldois. Eile Toldois Yitzchok ben Avram. Toldois. Avois Mechlal the Ika Toldois. Toldois saying Kiyotze Behen. Toldois saying Lav Kiyotze Behen. You have Yaakov. You have Esav. Rashi says Yaakov Esav Ha'amurim Beparsha. There seems to be a big mavucha. Everyone has Bechira. But what was Esav's Bechira? They were identical twins. Identical. They were from one. Esav was supposed to be another Yaakov? Well, Faker, there's a Mahalach of Esav. It's a different Avoida. He wasn't going to be Yoshev Oyholim. But in his Avoida, he was supposed to do a certain thing. Avada, he has a Teva of Odoim, Edoim, Vechule. But his Avoida was to come out and do, make the best of that. Or no, he was talking supposed to be another Mamash Yaakov. The Sfarim say that the Arba Chalokim of the Merkava are Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. And there's a lot of sources that David is also Admoini, and David also has this Tchuna like Esav. And David, Avada, becomes David HaMelech. David is the regular Revi of the Merkava. You're talking in this Mahalach, Esav is supposed to be the regular Revi of the Merkava. Instead, it doesn't work out. But he had his Bechira, but again, the question is what he was supposed to do with that. Everyone has his Miyuchadik Bechira. I say always the story, there was these identical twins that one of them grew up and was Taka, an Ish, Tzadik, Chosid, Messiah, other Briois, and Mativ, Lekulam, and the other one was Mamish, a gangster, Inish Deloy Miley. And they were twins, they were identical twins, and they had a similar upbringing with a lot of tsaris. And each one was asked, tell us, how did you get to where you are? And one of them gave a detailed description of Taka, a lot of shver and siyonis and tirdis and abuse and all kind of things. And then he ended off. So did I have any other choice? And the other one said the exact same thing. With the whole description and with the oisfir. So that's the question. That's the question. That's Yaakov and Esav. Now the Sfarim talk a lot about that. There's a contrast and comparison between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov says Yeshli Koil. Esav says Yeshli Roiv. And in Gashmius, that's mamash the difference. Yeshli Koil, Bako Miko, Koil, I have everything I need. I'm Sameach Bechelkoi. In Gashmius, I'm mistopic with what I have. Esav is Yeshli Roiv. Roiv and Yeshle Mone Roitze Masayim. Another Masayim. He only has a third of what he wants. Eino Demes Vechetzi. He doesn't have Chetzi. If it's Yeshle Mone Veroitze Masayim, that's Chetzi. It's not Chetzi. It's a Shlish. In Gashmius, that's how it is. But in Ruchnius, it's Fakert. Yaakov is a Lashon of Okev. He feels he's at the heel. He's just at the beginning. There's so much more to do. Esau Fakert is Osoi. Sholem. Sholoy, Esav is Gematria Sholoy. Fakert in Ruchnius, Esav thinks already he's at the peak. Esav sees Odoim, red. Yaakov sees Tcheles, the Tachlis. In the spectrum of colors, it goes from Roigi Biv, it starts all the way at the bottom is red, all the way at the top is Tcheles, is the Tachlis. It's Yitochen that Yaakov and Esav Be'emes, another Mahalach we said identical, not what was Esav's Matara. Maybe it was supposed to be, this farm talk about this, a sort of Yisachar Zvulin kind of situation. But Esav sees the red and he sees now and he says, Haliteini no, now. He wants to see it. Mino odoim ha'odoim hazeh. It was par of a cholent. It was beans. Beans, when they're fully cooked, it's brown. He wanted it raw. He wanted it now. He wanted it before it's shalim. Now Esav also, there's another nekuda, there's only chitzoinius. Yaakov is pnimius. And in the chitzoinius, you see the red, you see the way it is in front of you, what's in your face, that's all. And it's Yitochen when Yaakov wears the big day Esav and is successful in l'ramois. Hine, anoichi Esav b'cherecha, it's l'shitasa, it's only because Esav is taka only kule chitzoinius. If Esav would be a deeper, pnimiistic, amoik inyan, then just covering yourself in his chitzoyinistic covering is not going to be a shivuk. How do you say? It's not going to be your, l'shavek, to portray that that's who he is. Davka, because Esav is only chitzoyinist. So yes, yeah, so just putting on his chitzoyinistic cover, that's it, that's all you need, you're Esav already. Now another nekuda that it says about the contrast of Yaakov and Esav, it says V'rav Yavoid Tzair. The Hamik Dover says, you can read this two ways, V'rav Yavoid Litzair, V'rav Yavoid Bitzair, meaning who's going to be in charge of who? Moshe Lamoa Dover Daima, we said once that it says Beinonim Tluim V'Oimdim, because you're supposed to say Zechreinu L'Chaim, and that's V'Chaim Toivim, but L'Chaim is for Chaim. La Chaim, if it's with a patach, the Gemara says in the Dorm, that's like saying loy, loy. So Beinonim Tluyim V'Oimdim, it doesn't say the Nakuda yet. You don't know what it is. Is it going to be L'Chaim or La Chaim? Here also, it's Rav Yavoy Tzoyer. But Litzoyer, he's going to work for him, or Bitzoyer. As the Gemara says in Megillah, if someone says, Charva Kisri, V'Yoshva Yerushalayim, Charva Yerushalayim, V'Yoshva Kisri Tamin, Charvu Shneim Al Tamin, Yoshvu Shneim Al Tamin. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. Now, there of Drash, not the Pshutish Amikah, but V'Rav Yavay Tzar also is, if a person wants to be a Rav, you have to work hard when you're younger. You don't just become the Gadol. V'Rav Yavay Tzar, who's Arvitin, when you're young, if you work hard, now Esav, it's not Stam a Zayta Gemaisa. The Nakuda that for the Nazir Adoshim he went and he was Mavazah the Bechayra and he was Mavazah the Chashivas of his Osid and his Ruchnias just for Nazir Adoshim. There's a big Yisoy. The worth, the Chashivas, the value of your Ruchnias is the value that you give it. If you give it up just for a Nazir Adoshim, that's taka what it's worth. If you were willing to give so much for it, that's what it's worth. If you're able to walk out in the middle of Seder for a can of Coca-Cola, so that's what you say it's worth, just a can of Coca-Cola. It's not worth more. You have to know that the Medida, because Rav Chaim Shlomo talks about this in the Shmuz actually. L'chayri Yaakov was Meramahim. He's selling it. It's not the price. He's selling it just for an Azir Adashim. It is the price. If that's what Esav is matchiv it for, that's what Esav sees its value as, so that's fine. There's a Chassidus Shemaisa with the Abter Rebbe. Someone came, a Chassid came to the Abter Rebbe. He said he needs to make a few chasanas, he has a choyvis, he needs money. Does the Rebbe have Eitzah? The Rebbe gave him a ruble, and he said, this is one ruble. The first business offer you're offered, no matter what, whatever you offered, invest. I'm telling you, this is the Rebbe Shemaisa. Take the ruble, whatever you offered first. He goes into the, a few minutes later, he's walking in the town where he is there, and there was a moish of Leitzim, and someone started speaking to him. He says, I have a ruble to invest. First thing that comes up, the Rebbe said. So the guy, Belitzana, said, I'll sell you my Olam Haba. He said, okay. And he bought the Olam Haba, he gave him the ruble, the guy comes home to his wife, the moicher, and he starts saying that Yehera Maisa, I made a quick ruble. I made a quick ruble today. I sold my Olam Haba to someone, to a loser. The wife says, she gets upset. Well, I'm not living with someone who doesn't have Olam Haba. Go get it back. He goes searching for the guy. It takes a long time. And he says, you know, you just, can I have the ruble? You know, I'll give you the ruble. He said, no. The Rebbe said, first investment. They went to the Rebbe, and they had a whole masu matan, and they hiked up the price, and the Rebbe asked how much he needs for all his chayvis. And then he gave him a few thousand ruble. He bought back the Olam Haba. So the wife asked the Rebbe, the after Rebbe, he said, I just want to know, I'll glatkeit, I'll siashras. What's my husband's Olam Haba worth? Is it a ruble or 7,000 rubles that he paid? He says, when he sold it for a ruble, it wasn't even worth a ruble. When he was willing to buy it back for 7,000 rubles, so then that's what it's worth. The same vort we said from Chaim Shmulevitz. The chashivas and the value of a davar ruchni is what you're willing to pay for it. Another nakuda, it says, the chilik of Yaakov and Esav, it says, Vayev Yitzchak es Esav, kitzayit befiv. He starts asking, Eich ma'asrin es hamelach, es ha-teven. Interesting, he asks about Maisra Stavka. Because the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, Avram Avinu was metakin Shachris and Bris Milah, Yitzchak was metakein minche and maisris, and Yaakov Meirev and Gidanoshe, and then Rama goes on other the process of the mitzvahs. Yitzchak's inyan was maisris. If Esav wanted a chanfon, the tata, maisris was Yitzchak's thing. It was his sheklali. It was his vart. This was his topic. You want to get on the good side. What's the apple that you give him? Frankweg and maisris. So he asks him, but ech ma'ashron is a tevin. There's not even maisris on tevin. On melech. Melech is preserves the food. There's no maisris on melech. Because it's not the ikar, it's the tuffel. Your ma'aser, the dogon. The tevin, the melech, is tuffel. It's important, but it's the tuffel. And that's it's not a zaitig prat, that's the nakuda. Esav makes from ikar tuffel and from tuffel ikar. We spoke before, Lagabi, the Gashmiz and the Rochmiz. It's mahapachit. He puts more chashivis on the tuffel than on the ikar. That was the oimek of what it meant that he's saying ech ma'ashim es ha-melech. We said he's called Odoim, Edoim. Also he was born, he was but later, with the story with the Nezer Adoshim, so he says, "Hinei Anoichi Elech Lamos." Right? He says, "Hini ani echi loich lamas, lamas eli b'chayra." What was the vikuach? It's brought down that it was Erev Pesach. It was Erev Pesach, and Yaakov and Esav have having a vikuach about the b'chayra already for years already, and Esav wants to eat. Yaakov tells him, "Tainus b'chayrim, tainus b'chayrim." Can't eat. He says, "Any ani echi." He was vayivus as a b'chayra. He says, "Okay, I'm patra on the b'chayra. Ain't brera. A siyum he's not going to make." It says Mefurash in the Pasuk that Yitzchak was 40 when he got married, and they waited for 20 years, so he was 60. Beledesaisim, that's also Mefurash in the Pasuk. Rivka, though, it's a machloikis. Rashi says Rivka was 3. Aber Tosfos, in a few places, says that Rivka was 14. It's Negei the Cheshbonis and the Sugis in Yevamis. It's even a diak. It says Ki Akara Hi. It says ki akarahi, but the ksiv is with a vav. Hey, vav aleph, says the Meshech Chochmah, is gematria 12. Because she wasn't an akara for 20 years. According to Rashi, they were married at age 3. The first few years, they weren't expecting to have children anyways. So she was only an akarahi. She was only an akara for 12 of the years. She wasn't an akara for all 20 of the years. That's according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, she was tak already 14. Tosfos makes chesbonis on this lagavi the sugi nivomis, if you, how long you have to wait to see if you're going to have children. Vayisroitzu abonim bekirba vateilach lidroish es Hashem. It's brought down. Rivka is gematria 1118. Actually, Rivka is gematria 305, Reish Beis Kufay. But when I said it's 1,118, it's the gematria b'miluoy. Gematria b'miluoy means you spell out the letters. Reish Beis Kufay, Reish Yudshin, Beis Yutaf, Kuf of Pei. You spell it out b'miluoy. B'miluoy, it's 1,118. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, is 1,118. And there's a lot of other inyanim that this it's a miyuchadika number. It even says, actually, it says Bereshis is Boroshis. That there's many pshatim in that, but it's brought down from the Arizal that Bara Shis, the world was created with the first six letters of the Aleph Beis. Shis, the first six letters. The gematria of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav, when you spell out the Miluy, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav, is also 1,118. A chuppah. Chuppah is 1,118 because the inner letters of chuppah is Pei Vav, is 86, is Elikim. The outer letters is Chesei, is 13. 86 times 13. 1,118. Tfilin. Tfilin has 21 times the Shem Havaya in your Shel Yad. And 21 again, Shem Havaya in the Shel Rosh. 42 times 26 is not 1,118. But if you add one more Havaya, you don't leave the Tfilin in your Zekel. You wear them. V'hoi Yishem Havaya Nikra Alecha, 43 times 26 is also 1,118. V'choheinu Rabbis, that's not the issue. The issue is, when I said that Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav B'Miluyah is 1,118, you have to know Hey can be spelled three different ways. Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, and Hey Hey. And there's various ways when you, in the Tziruf of Shem Havaya B'Miluyah, there's a lot of different ways how the Ben, Gasag, there's different ways how it gets spelled out. Hey could be Hey Hey, Hey Aleph, Hey Yud. Vav also, though, has three ways. Vav Vav, Vav Yud Vav, and Vav Aleph Vav. When I said that Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav is 1,118, it's all three Tzirufim of Hey, and all three Tzirufim of Vav. But when we said that Rivka, Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hey is 1,118, it's only if Hey is spelled Hey, Hey. Specifically, you have to do it with Hey, Hey. And that's why it says, Vatelech Lidrush Es Hashem, she wanted to see, Rashi says, Ma Tehei B'Soifa. She wanted to see what's that last letter at the end of her name when the Hey is B'Miluei. Because only if it's Hey, Hey, you get it? Then it's going to be Taka B'Mishlemus, that it's Tishma Yisrael, that it's Havaya. So Vatelech Lidrush Es Hashem, Poshup Shana Rashi, Vatelech Lidrush Es Havaya, that Rivka is Taka the Bechina of Shema Yisrael, Havaya Lekin Havaya Chad. Only it's Ma Tehei B'Soifa. Make sure that the Hey at the end is Hey, Hey. Then you'll know. Now Rivka doesn't know what's going on. Vatelech Lidrush Es Hashem by Yisroitzu Abona Bekirba, and she didn't know. And they tell her, "Don't worry, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech." And why does that calm her down? That one is going to be a tzaddik, and one not, because before she thought that it's a dreita guy. I'm sure gonna. He's paseach al shnei seifim. That's she wasn't soivel. Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. It's a pirud of the Ran the Toiv. Pesayir. But what's more, it's mimei ayich yiparedu. They're going to be separated. Don't worry. It's not that one will be mashpi on the other. Mimei ayich yiparedu. But in the beginning, she thought it was, he wants to go to the base of Medrash, but then also he wants to go to the base of Avodah Zarah, and it's the same person. She thought in the beginning it's the same person. She didn't understand. How could that be? What is that? Maybe he was going to make Afghana. Maybe he was going to the base of Medrash to learn, and he's going making Afghana. Yeah. Shema says Rashi. We know that Avraham Avinu was nifter at age 175. In order not to see Esav go to Tarbus Ra. Lefi the Cheshbin, Yitzchak was 60 when they were born. Avraham Avinu was 160. And therefore, they were 15 when Avraham Avinu was Nifter. The Ovis were together in this world for 15 years. And they learned 15 hours a day for those 15 years. I don't know what it means Yaakov from the Chulis Leidosi, but that's what it says. For 15 years, they learned 15 hours. And that was the Chibur of the Ovis. But it says, at age 13 already, this one went to the base of Medrash, and this one went to the base of Avodah Zarah. Now we say Avraham Avinu was supposed to be Nifter at 180. He was Nifter at 175 in order not to see Esav go to Tarbus Ra. But it says over here that at age 13 already, Esav went to the base of Avodah Zarah. That's 2 years that Avraham Avinu was noticing that. At Kama, Alfi the Cheshbon, he was Nifter earlier, and they were mocked in his Keter 5 years. There's 2 years that there's still a discrepancy. So I heard a Moira de Kazakh from Rav Michal Zilber. He said like this. He says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ben Chamesh lemikra, ben Eser lemishnah, ben Shloish Esrei lemitzvis, ben Chamesh Esrei legemara, Shemana Esrei lechuppah, v'chulei. He says, 13 is bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, miken opnar in the Zayda. The top, the Zayda. The Zayda comes back. over Ben Chamesha says La Gemara. Either you know the Blat Gemara or you don't know the Blat Gemara. That Esav was not going to be able to fake. That Avraham Avinu had to be nifter before age 15, before he's going to start giving up a hair to the Enikal Esav. Vayiklu Hanarim, the Medrash Rab over here, and it's a Makar for Halacha, says that Zehoy Lech Leves Medrash, and it brings down Mikan that a person is supposed to say by the Bar Mitzvah, Baruch Sheptarana Mi'anshoi Shelozeh, that's the Medrash in this week's Parsha. It's brought down the Halacha and Oirachayim and Simon Reish Chav Heis and Beis, Yesh Oimre Mishanasa B'noi Bar Mitzvah Yavarech, Baruch Ata Hashem, Alekenu Melech Elam, Sam with Shema Malchus, without Shema Malchus, Toivu Varech, Bali Shema Malchus, the Ramah says, the Goyim says, Nishtazoi, Me'anshoi Shelozeh, there's a whole Shaila, does Anshoi Shelozeh mean that the father was Nenish for the son, or the son for the father? The Paisim talk about, do you say this on a daughter? Does a mother say it on a son? And there's a lot of inyonim in this, will be Makatsu, but it's the whole sugya of the bracha, Baruch Sheftaranu, is taka from over here in the Medrash. Okay, so now they're 15, and it's Erev Pesach, and Esav comes Oyef. The Gemara says of Baba Basra, he was Nichshol and Chatoyim. This was a very big day. He did 5 big Averis, and he wants the Nezir Adoshim. Yaakov says, Michra Kayoim es Becheras Chali. We said before, a pshat, Esav said, Yaakov said, Tain es Becherim. He said, okay, Mimavatim. The Ktsois, in Simen Reish Ayin Ches, Sifyut Gimel, he brings a kasha from the Chuvas HaRivash that asks, how could Yaakov buy the Becherah from Esav? It's a Dover Shalei B'Loilom. Eino the Mach Dover Shalei B'Loilom. That's the kasha of the Rivash. The Ktsois brings this Rivash in a few places. So the Rivash says the Yisoid, Koydim Matan Torah, there's no problem of Dover Shalei B'Loilom. The Gedorim are different. Agam, in these Shurim we always go that the Ovis kept the Torah, we work out the details thereof, but in this Nakuda of Eino the Mach Dover Shalei B'Loilom, Koydim Matan Torah, a person could be Mach Dover Shalei B'Loilom. Azoi Zokt, the Rivash. The Ktsois says a different shot. The Ktsois over there, that's what the topic over there is, Reish Ayin Ches. The Ktsois brings this Rivash in a few places, and in each place, he brings it for the topic that's relevant there. They say the Rivash is one concept. Dover Shalei B'Loilom is not a problem, Koydim Matan Torah. That's, again and again, it gets Ibr Gechazer. But the Ktsois brings it each time, and is coming for a different agenda. Specifically, the one that we're talking about now is in Reish Ayin Ches, is about Siluk. There's a concept there that a person can be mistalik for bailus from something. And the Ktsois was machadish that the darga of das that you need for Siluk works even on a Dover Shalei B'Loilom. So he says, Esav was just mistalik from the Bechor, and then Memele Yachiv was zoich in it. The Maram Shif, in the Siyam and Babakam, he brings a few shtiklach over there, the Maram Shif over there brings that when a person is Nishba, a Shavua gives more toikif and more gemiras das, that with a Shavua there could be a Chal, a Chalois, and a Dover Shalei B'Loilom. And that's why he made him swear. The Shavua was to give toikif to the Mechira, in spite of the fact that it was a Dover Shalei B'Loilom. Now, it's a very interesting Prima Godim. In Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Tov Ayin Vav, in the Mishpat Zayzov, it's a fascinating thing, an interesting chiddush. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Esav did various averis amongst them, Reitzeach, Avay Dezorah, Kafar Be'ikr, Baal Nairam Ayrasa. The Prima Godim wants to say, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Prima Godim, what it means Baal Nairam Ayrasa doesn't mean Kipshutai. This was Erev Pesach, and Yaakov asked for Lechem Unezir Adoshim. Now it's Erev Pesach. It wasn't Chometz. Bal Yiro already for Yaakov's saying. So the lechem was matzah. Osr lechol matzah be'erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi says, kol oichol matzah be'erev Pesach, ki'ilu bal arusasai be'beis chomiv. That's what the Gemara means in Baba Basra bal naira moirasa. It means that he ate the matzah on erev Pesach. That's what the Prima Godim says. Now, I was always asked, what's with the Nezir Adoshim? It's kidneys. Galen, the lechem, what's with the Nezir Adoshim? Apella. Yeah, good kasha.
It's cooked.
No, kidneys.
It's
kidneys.
It's
kidneys.
Kidneys.
The
kidneys.
The taz.
Yeah. Taz is on the first bakra. I don't know. You got on the first bakra. Well, yeah, okay, you have to know. I heard a maisa that why taka did Yaakov give him lechem? Nezir Adoshim. He asked for the Nezir Adoshim. He said, Halitaini, just pour it down, yeah? Well, he gave him lechem. So I heard a very interesting maisa. It's a long, drawn-out story. But we'll say it b'kitzer. There was a few yeshiva bachram in Europe, in pre-war Europe. They went, Ben Azmanim, they were spatzering in a forest somewhere. near Vilna, and they were very hungry, and they there was a little cottage in the middle of the forest, in the middle of nowhere, an old lady, she was preparing blintzes, and they were mamish starving. They asked if they could have. She said, listen, I worked hard. I went to town to buy the flour and the cheese and prepared it. I prepared it for myself. I don't have a lot of money. And they said, well, mamish starving. She said, I'll sell it to you. And she gave them a very high price. And they said, no choice, okay. They said they bought, they paid, they said they're going to pay her. They come back, and they want to pay her. They pay her, they say they want to pay cost price. She said, yeah, we made it 50 rubles. She said, yeah, it only cost 3 rubles. Yeah, absolutely. We made up. So they went to Reb Chaim Oizer, the dentyer. So the story goes, Reb Chaim Oizer asked her, you know Gemara? No. Shulchan Aruch? Mishnayis? Tzenerena? No. Chumash? Chumash. She says, I'll bring you a raya from Chumash. The Bochum don't have to pay. They were oinis. And al oinis, they were mishtabit to the higher price, than Amachoyiv. He says, why? He says, the raya. It says, Lechem and Nezir Adoshim. Yaakov is trying to sell by the Bechayra. If he would only buy with the Nezir Adoshim, Esav would come afterwards with a taina. It's not a tzuka past the price. And I was an oinus. So Yaakov says, first lechem. Yeah? Be satisfied, eat the bread. You're not that hungry. Now I'll sell you the Bechayra for the Nezir Adoshim. The need to do that shows that if not, the taka would have been a ptur oinus. He wouldn't have to pay. Yeah, there's a whole sugi over here in the Hemshech with Yitzchak and the Be'erois and Meir Sha'arim and Avimelech. There's an interesting nakuda though that he has a masumat with Avimelech. There's a fascinating chiddush from the Netziv, a very novel approach to this pasuk. You know, Avimelech realizes that he doesn't want to chep with Yitzchak. Hanuigeya v'ishazeh moisyumas, which kipshute means let's respect. You know, don't chep with this guy. The Netziv says it means something else. Hanoigeya b'ishazeh moisyumas, sanctions. No one does business with this. BDS, no dealings. Cheirim. Hanoigeya b'ishazeh moisyumas. No one should have any dealings with him. Fine, the Be'er is his, this is his, lezal zayin. No one should have dealings with him. No one buys water from him. No, whole different shot. A different way of looking at it. Hanoigeya b'ishazeh moisyumas. He was telling his Nebra, don't deal with Esav, with Yitzhak. The Be'er is a big sugya. The Ramban says it's going on. The Sholish Be'er is going on the three Batei Mikdash. It's going on the three avos. It's going on. There's various the different goliyos that are going until a lot of deep teeth in yonim in the sugi here of the Be'eris. The brachos. There seems to be a stira. There's a lot of Makairis that the story of the brachos, of Yitzchak giving the brachos to Yaakov, is Leil Pesach, Shnei Gedoy Izim, Karban Pesach, Karban Chagiga. The Bir Agro and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, when the Ramah brings the Minig to eat a tapuach, Masaik Bidvash, the Gro says, what's the Makar of eating a tapuach on Leil Rosh Hashanah? Because it says, Kereyach HaSodeh, over here by the brachos of Yaakov, the Hadover Yodua that it was on Rosh Hashanah. Was it Pesach or was it Rosh Hashanah? I don't understand. I've heard from people that say that they understand that in Koidim Antoira, things are different. It's not a stira. It's not a stira. It's Koidim Vizman. You know, there's a Rivosh. There's a Rivosh that says that there's no problem of Ena the Matan Dover Shloy Beloyim Koidim Antoira. Ksais brings it in a few places. You know, it's Ksais. It could be the types of the Rivosh is Koidim Antoira. It's there's no before after. It's all the oilam is waiting to get stability here. It's there's no before and after. That could explain that it's also Pesach and also Rosh Hashanah. The emes is interesting. The pasuk says Re'ei Reyach v'nika Reyach Asodeh, and earlier it says in the pasuk Vayorach. The Baal HaTurim says Vayorach Gematria Yoin Pesachaya, Reyach Gematria Leil Pesach. The same Baal HaTurim. Leil Pesach or Yoin Pesach? I don't know, maybe this Yisoid answers that also. It's Yoin Pesach, Leil Pesach. You know, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, it says, Bo Achicha B'mirma, B'mirma, Gematria Afi Koyman. Because that was the Mirma. Then it's not Samazoy, I'll eat more and give right the brachas. Oh, but no, B'mirma, it was Afi Koyman, you can't eat anymore. But again, you have to know, does it shtim? Is it Leil Pesach or Rosh Hashanah? Last week, someone was Moira, we asked the steerer that the story would have wrong. With the Malachim, the theorist, whether it was Sukkot or Pesach. Heard the same Yisoy. Dear Efshir, it's different. A leichter nusach of a teretz. It was taka chodesh nisan, Pesach. Oh, but the Torah says that be'etzem vol tzuka pas given that tzuka should be in nisan. After Mount Torah, not. But there it's a different nusach of a teretz. It's taka nisan, but it was sukkah. But that Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, it needs arbit. Now,
isn't Pesach one of Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, very good.
So why don't you do the
Sukkah? So, it says, the Sfarim talk about also, how is Yitzchak going to rely on Esav's Shechita? It's a Shechita's Mumar. You have to know what the din is over there. But it's interesting, he tells him, Vitzuda Litzayid, there's a Kriyu Ksiv. It says, Vitzuda Litzayda. The Ksiv is Tzada Yudalad Hey. Just we say Tzayid, but there's a Hey there. Not in the word Vitzuda. In the word Tzayid. Tzayid is spelled Tzada Yudalad Hey. It's a Kriyu Ksiv. Baal Turim says, what's the hay? Because there are five things that you need to know by Shechita. The Chamisha Dvarim. Shehi, Yidros, Achalod, Hagroma, Iker. You have to know that. Tzayit. There's also five simonim. He brings that. There's five simonim for a Oiftar and a Chayat Tahira. Gemara brings two. He brings more. Enei Doiris, Etzbe Yisera, Zephik, Rabban Ilikhtav, Enei Chalik, Etzbe Yisera. He brings five. Yeah. But there's five simonim on the Oif, on the Chay, and on the what's called. Near the end of the parsha, so Yitzchak is telling him, "V'hoya kasher torid u'farak tu'ule me'al tzavarecha." We mentioned earlier in the shir, Yaakov and Esav, it's a balance. One goes up, one goes down. V'rav yavoid litzoyer bitzoyer, but the yisoid is kasher torid. Torid is tough reish yudalid. There are taryag mitzvahs, and taryag is exactly as it is, not more and not less. Bal toisev bal tigro. Torid. You think, what's wrong with Bal Toysif? Bal Tigra Meili, you're doing less. Avos is Shlecht. To do more? I had another mitzvah. V'hoye kasher torid. You think that's glad? Ufarak the ulay. It's a proba. You could do more, you could do less. Ba'isaymida, the famous mashal of the Dubna Magid, a guy kept on lending his silverware, to a neighbor. And every time the neighbor returned an extra spoon, an extra fork, he said they had a kid, there was an extra. And he said, fine, no problem. He kept on taking and got a few extra teaspoons. One time he lends him the whole set, the guy thinks he's going to get back. He says, they all died. He said, what do you mean they died? He said, the past few months I was returning extra, they were giving birth, you have no problem with that. Now the whole silverware tiger, now you have a problem. Kasher Torit? You do more? That's what Lovin says, Yaakov says later, Taryag mitzvah shamati, not some Taryag. It wasn't kasher torid ufarak to ulame al tzavarecha. I'm holding by taryag, I'm not by torid. Now the pasuk says that Yaakov gets sent. Vayishlach Yitzchak as Yaakov, vayelach padena aram elovan ben besu al harami, achi Rivka, eim Yaakov ve'esav. Eim Yaakov ve'esav. Rashi says, Ein Yaakov ve'esav. Ein yedei ma'amalam deyu. Rashi says he doesn't know pshat. Ein yedei. What's it telling us that it's Ein Yaakov ve'esav? We know she. I heard a pshat. Rashi saying, Kol ha bonim doimim lachi ha'ein. And Yaakov is now going to look for a shidduch. You want to see what kind of person Rivka is. So, Eim Yaakov Esav. Eim Yaakov Esav. Any of them, Amalam Deinim. You can't tell from the nephew what the uncle was like. It goes both ways. Any of them. Because it went both ways. The Chassam Sofer writes a different shot, not like Rashi. He says, Eim Yaakov Esav. Avram, biologically, was also the father of Yishmael. Aber, from a different wife. Ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazar. Yitzchak is the biological father of Esav, from the same wife. Right? That's what she says. Lama ze anoichi. When they said, it's two, why? Let there be an Esav, but let it come from a different. The same way Yishmael came from other sources. But Esav is not considered Yitzchak's son. Ki bi Yitzchak, v'loy kol Yitzchak. Of Zostavisin, it's Ein Yaakov Esav. Rivka is the mother of Esav. Yitzchak is not called the father of Esav in the Bechina, that it's not considered Zera Yitzchak, but it is considered Rivka is Ein Yaakov Esav. Yitochen, that's why when Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, and the Malachim are chepering with the Anshei Esav, and first they're saying, Esav says, stop chepering with my Chevra, right, it's Arab Meis Ish, the whole Kvutza of Toldos Avram Yitzchak, and they they say, don't shepherd. We're the Enik Luchav Avram. They say, we're Toldos Avram Yitzchak. We're Avram. Don't shepherd. And they continue shepherding. They said, we're the son of Yitzchak. Our leader is the son of Yitzchak. They continue hitting them. They say, we're the brother of Yaakov. And they stop. So Kipshuta, it's PR. It's good for Yaakov. That, you know, that was the extra points. But no, it's Taka. They're not the son of Avram, the Enikol of Avram. He's not the son of Yitzchak, but he is the brother of Yaakov. Achiv mina Aim, Yaakov, the Esav. Good.